Our preacher this morning is Dr. Julius Adeniji. We welcome him warmly, and the title of the sermon today is Total Obedience to God. We look forward to hearing more about this aspect of our quarter theme, which is returning to our first love.
Hallelujah. I'm very happy to stand before you to preach today. I love this church. I love the church because of some peculiar practices that I enjoy here each time I come to worship. And I need to thank those who have been in charge of the pastorate of the church, in charge of the council of the church. I appreciate all the invitations you extend to me to come and minister here. My prayer is that the Lord Almighty will continue strengthening His church, blessing His people, moving them forward. Today is the fifth Sunday in the second quarter of the year, but it is the first Sunday in the month of May. And the theme for the second quarter is returning to our first love. Actually, there is one peculiar question that theme raises in my heart. What has happened to our first love? Why should we make it a point here? But honestly, considering temptations around, distractions around, situations in the world, particularly in our country, you will know this is a theme for a church of God to consider at a time like this. So I believe the Lord has led the church to select that very theme. Some messages have been brought from the start of the quarter till now on this theme. But today, I'm going to focus on total obedience to God. Total obedience to God. And our focus scripture is 1 Samuel 15, 1 to 31, which has been read to us a couple of moments ago. I want to see this very message as either an extension of the Bible study or a kind of follow-up to the Sunday school. And in education, we believe that repetition strengthens memory. So as we continue repeating the scriptures over and over again, we continue having them in our memory, being reminded every time that we need to do it. So I want us to really know this morning that total obedience to God is a command and is not an entreaty. The Bible is not begging us to obey God. The Bible is commanding us to obey God, and that we should really understand. Sometimes when you beg people, you leave them to their decision. But honest God, God is not leaving us to our decision. God is really establishing the fact that you need to obey me wholeheartedly. Some other translations we say perfectly, and King James we say totally. All those words are really expressing how God expects us to really obey Him. So, total obedience to God is a command and not an entreaty. In Deuteronomy 7, 11 to 13, you see what the Lord says there. Therefore, you must obey all these commands, decrees, and regulations I'm giving you today. If you listen to these regulations and faithfully obey them, the Lord your God will keep his covenant of unfailing love with you, as he promised with an oath to your ancestors, on and on like that. I want us to realize that total obedience to God summarizes all the commandments and instructions of God. It is just the summary. Total obedience to God is the summary of all the commandments and instructions of God. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you today. And if you turn to Matthew 22:37-40, Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first greatest commandment. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. So the entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these commandments. So you could see total obedience as the summary of the entire commandment of God. Then total obedience to God provides access to the presence of God. If you want to enter the presence of God, the way to do it is to obey God totally, wholeheartedly, with all your might, with all your mind and everything. So to experience the presence of God, for God to come in his might, to intervene in our matter, honestly, the best way to do it is to really obey him totally. Then total obedience to God means doing all things as God pleases. Doing all things as God pleases. Or carrying out God's instructions, God's assignment, and or God's command exactly as God has instructed. That is the meaning. And that one will lead us to our text. It will lead us to our passage where God sent Saul through Samuel to go and destroy the Amalekite. In our Sunday school class over there, we treated that very chapter very, very extensively. Okay, God instructed Saul to destroy everything. Saul went ahead. He destroyed many things. He kept the king. He kept some livestock. Very good to him. And God was aware of it. Anything we do, we should always remember that God sees us. Whatever we do in secret, he sees it. And God is ready to bring it out in public. Saul did not know. God was watching him. But God saw everything that Saul did. We need to really remember that. So, and God spoke to Samuel that, Sam, look at what this Saul has done. I regret I've made him a king. I told him to do something for me. He did not obey. He obeyed it partially. And Saul himself, a great man of God, was very sad, and for the whole night, he could not sleep. He was just struggling over what God told him. The following morning, Samuel went to Saul, and he met him somewhere. And when Samuel appeared, Saul just confronted him or welcomed him with his word. Oh, man of God, I have carried out what God told me to do. Samuel said, keep quiet. You did not. God told you to destroy everything. You destroyed many things. You kept many things for yourself. And Saul started finding excuses. No. It's my soldiers, my military captains. They suggested we should keep part of these things, this livestock. And we are going to use them to sacrifice to the Lord, your God, your God. Samuel said, no. What is all these sacrifices you are talking about before God? Lo, to obey is better than sacrifice. And to hearken is much better than the fat of rams. People of God, this is a big lesson to our generation. Many ways we fail to obey God to letter. And so, I still have some facts I want us to consider from this very passage. The first thing is this. Partial obedience amounts to total disobedience. Partial obedience amounts to what? Total disobedience. In God's instruction, there is nothing like partial obedience. If you want to obey God, obey Him to letter. Anything you do outside that is not acceptable to Him. Saul obeyed God partially. And to God, he didn't obey Him at all. Can you imagine areas we have not been so faithful to God in His instructions sufficiently? And this is the time we need to really search our lives. How do you live your life? How do you believe in your marriage? Or how do you live in your marriage? How do you live in your places of work? If you are not totally obedient to God, God is not happy at how you do things. So partial obedience amounts to total disobedience. Number two, total obedience to God is better than billions of sacrifices. Okay? Now, when you try to put sacrifice ahead of obedience, you are indirectly trying to bribe God. And there are several ways we human beings, we bribe God with substances. We may bribe Him with money. We may bribe Him with some other things, other material things. We may bribe Him with activities. We should be careful. No one can bribe God. No one can bribe God. It's better we really obey Him. What exactly is God asking you to do for Him? Maybe in this church, maybe elsewhere, maybe in the Christendom. What exactly God is asking you to do for Him? Please, when God sends you an errand, make sure that you do it to letter. Number three, total obedience to God is a command that carries severe penalty if broken. Is a command from God that carries severe penalty if broken. If you fail to do things the way God expects you to do them, penalty will come. Punishment will come from God. How God will do it is left to Him. He's been doing it. He knows how to do it. But none of us is strong enough to stand the punishment of God. I can't stand it. I can't. And so if you cannot stand the punishment of God, I appeal to you this morning. Make sure you obey God to letter. Saul disobeyed God. He obeyed Him partially. God punished him severely to the effect that God removed his family from royal line in Israel. So let's make sure we do something to that. You see, total obedience to God in a practical sense is a difficult commandment to keep. in a practical sense, it's not easy obeying God to letter. Is it easy? Huh? My people, is it easy? Considering temptations, considering distractions around us, considering situations in our country, honestly, it's not easy obeying God to letter. But it's possible. It's possible. James said, if anyone needs wisdom, let him ask from the Lord. If you try to obey God and you are failing with your human effort, go to God. Tell him, Lord, I can't do it myself. You need to come and do it in me. I remember a time a church member offended me terribly because the person assaulted me. It wasn't easy for me to forgive at all. It wasn't. The Bible says, do not allow the day to go down on your anger. For many days. Many days. I knew that time I should forgive her. But human nature and me could not do it. In tears, I need to go to God. God, I know I should forgive this woman, but it's not easy for me. I used my psychological training. I couldn't achieve it. Please, do it in me. Do it in me. Give me your grace. Give me your power. And honestly, the grace came. The same thing I'm telling you is difficult to obey God to letter. It's difficult, but it's possible. And honestly, on the day of judgment, God will not say, because it's difficult, Julius could not do it, so I pardon him. No. Let's go on the journey together. Let's make sure we ask from the Lord all it takes, all we need to really carry out his instructions to letter, so that wholeheartedly we will do his will. Number 5. Difficult as it may seem to totally obey God, obedience to God is still the secret of prosperity and longevity. If you want to prosper God's way, and you want to live long God's way, you have no choice, you have no option. You need to really obey God to letter. Let's read Deuteronomy 28. It's a long something. I won't read everything. I will just read maybe 3 verses there. Deuteronomy 28, 1, 2, 3. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commands that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Your towns, your fields will be blessed, and so on like that. You see, total obedience is the secret of prosperity, God's way, and the secret of longevity. I know all of us, we desire to prosper. And those of us who have prospered, we desire to achieve more. But there is only one way to it. If you need it, God's way. You just have to obey God to letter. Live according to his will. Do his work as he requests. And let your Christian life be seen in your offices, so that people will see Jesus as clearly as possible and the way you live in the office. Then total obedience to God is the secret of all miracles. Why? Because total obedience to God invigorates our faith. It strengthens our faith. Doubt will disappear. The devil will have no choice of coming to remind you of something you have done against God. When you truly obey God, we want miracles from the Lord. Obey God. You want things to change for better? Obey God. You want to overcome obstacles in your life? Total obedience is the answer. And there is no other way to really do it. And that is what I cherish in the life of King David. In all his life, he decided to obey God. Though at a time he faltered. But obedience is very key to experience miracles from God. Even at our own time, you need to obey God. If you fail to obey God, you are only expecting magic to take place. But miracle will happen when you totally, absolutely obey God. Number 7. Total obedience to God requires self-discipline, self-denial, and consistent godly living. If you want to obey God, be ready to deny this body. This body we ask for pleasure. It's pleasure, this body we ask for. But you need to refuse for this very body. No, I won't give you all those things. Because according to God's will, they are not good for you. We need to learn to deny self. And we need to discipline this very self. Constrain yourself to carry out those things that seem difficult as you try to obey the Lord. So, as we continue doing that, coupled with faith-driven prayers, as well as divine enablement, we will be able to achieve all these things. And finally, total obedience to God is the entrance to the kingdom of God. It is the entrance to the kingdom of God. Do you want to enter the kingdom of God? Do you want to meet God when you leave this world? There is only one request, only one thing. Do what God has said. Remember that God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." So, hear Jesus. Accept Jesus. Follow Jesus. Let Jesus be your model. Let him be your model for everything. Let his life be your standard. And as you do that, the Lord Almighty will register your name in his book, and assurance of eternal life will be yours. Beloved, the life of total obedience is the best life anyone can live. Total obedience to God is a command and not an entreaty. Total obedience to God summarizes all the commandments and instructions of God. Total obedience to God provides access to the presence of God. It is the secret of prosperity and longevity. It is the secret of all miracles. Total obedience is the entrance to God's kingdom. And total obedience to God is not an easy commandment. And if not kept, is punishable. So, my people, let's start a journey of obedience. All of us. Let's make up our minds as from now. The Lord, yes, I must start a new life. A life of absolute obedience to your word and to your will. And if at any time I falter, Lord, I cry to you. Help me. Beloved, there is only one decision I want all of us to make. One. And that decision is, God, help me. I want to obey you. I make up my mind to obey you to letter as from today. Forgive my past. All those things were done in ignorance. But as from this moment, Lord, I make up my mind. I make up my mind. Help me to obey you to letter. You may just bow your head and take that decision, please, as you bow your head. Tell him, Lord, I understand now that partial obedience is not obedient at all. Forgive my past. Forgive my past. I make up my mind now, Lord, to obey you totally. Grant me grace to do it. I do not have the power of my own. You have the power. Please release your power upon me, that I will be able to obey you absolutely. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord Almighty, we have come to your presence as we are. Today, you have opened our eyes and our hearts to understand that total obedience is your requirement from us. In the past, we fumbled, we failed. But now, we understand that if we want to enjoy you now and later, we need to obey you totally. Lord Almighty, all of us have decided to make total obedience our decision as from this moment. Lord, make it possible in us, in Jesus' name. Give us your grace and power to do it in Jesus' name. We bless you, Lord, for answering our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, we want to do something special. We want to seal our decision by eating at the Lord's table. Because we know when we eat at the Lord's table, the grace and glory of God will descend to give us that power we require. We want to attach our communion service to our decision. And that we are going to do right now to the glory of God. And let me say that all of us are expected to partake at the Lord's table. It is true. You need to examine yourself. But why can't you do the self-examination now so that you can join us, all of us, to eat at the Lord's table? If there are issues you need to settle with God, so that you can partake at the Lord's table now, please settle it now. Settle it in your mind. And those of you who are worshiping with us online, we extend the same thing to you. Anything that will hinder you from participating in this Lord's Supper or communion service, just settle it in your heart. And I believe the Lord of glory and grace will definitely forgive us. Lord eternal, thank you. Because you are good. And your mercy endures forever. As we go to observe the communion service, let your presence be here. Father, in the bread and the juice, Father, we pray that you let your power inhibit all this element so that as we eat, something special will happen in connection with our decision of today. In Jesus' name. Amen.